Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And we have over 100,000 listeners. And you know, we need help. Yeah, we need all disabled people who believe in what we're doing, what we're trying to do, to stand up with us. And you don't have to give us any money. You don't have to go out in the street and demonstrate. We're not asking that. I think most disabled
Pardon
people.
Pardon me, Frank. 102,000.
Let me finish my thought. I think most disabled people probably have a cell phone, a smartphone, all that stuff, and a computer, right? So what we need people to do is contact local media and tell them, you know, we want enforcement of the law, we want equality, we want total accessibility, we want to be equal. And this can be done without burdening the government to put up more money. And in fact, the government could lessen the money if they get the agencies, mandate the agencies. We want the agencies mandated so we can so they can raise money and we can assist them in doing that. Now, if you believe in that, if you think it'll work, help us do it. Not everybody's going to believe in it. We understand that. We appeal to those who do, those who have struggled, those who have seen the system fail, those who have seen people stuck in the nursing homes and controlled by the state. I mean, we saw that just recently. It was horrible, you know, with the governor refusing to implement the programs that thousands, perhaps millions of people were on, and get them out of there. He wouldn't do it. So we're asking people tonight, and we can give you some examples how to do it, to step up with us and contact your media. See, if we get enough people to contact the media, they're going to have to write a story about this. What's really wrong with this system? Now, what were you going to say about the number?
You want it now?
Yeah. What's the number?
Okay. 102,495.
Oh, all right.
102,495.
Hey, we need five people tonight to listen so
That's
we can
right.
make the 2,500.
That's why I was excited. I wanted to tell you what it was, but
All right.
You rudely told me not to say anything.
Well, I rudely told you not to interrupt me. You know, I'm in the middle of a
You're
thought.
Rude.
You don't do
That's
that.
Who you are.
You don't interrupt
You're
somebody
rude.
When they're in the middle of a thought. You gotta wait.
Well, you're rude.
All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue out there in Tom River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. And we thank them for all of their help, all their caring, and we thank them for setting an example for these agencies, guide dog schools, that should operate in a similar way. And I'm not the only one who believes that. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a world-famous publicist, and he agrees that the agencies for the blind that train dogs should be modeled after the Big East to Keter Rescue in so many ways. So there you have it. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. And, you know, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, we remember all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others. And, you know, another thing I'm concerned about is that all these children in school, they say 16 and over are the ones who are going to be given this vaccine. That's the last word I heard, unless they change it, you know. So I heard a report a while back that younger children are not so vulnerable to the virus. Well, they may have still have that childhood immunity, which can be very strong. All right, Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. Around the world. Let's see. Dog food, cat food, you need that. Nobody starves on Long Island. You call Gary, 631-484-3085. And he's got dog food, cat food, medical help. Check in with him because I don't know what the latest status is of that medical. You know, with this, it's pretty hard to get donations these days. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. My buddy Gary. All right, Able News. How about the Able News? You got that?
Yeah, I got it. Able News newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition. The nursing home one we're still working on. We're going to fix that up. The guide dog at change.org, we need more names on that. Try to get the schools licensed and, you know, determined to do that moving forward on it. I want to ask my co-host, Suzanne, to address the people, all the people who use wheelchairs and how they can stand up. And I mean stand up. I said it. You know, just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean you can't stand up.
Yes, you can. You know,
to help us get enforcement. So go ahead.
All right. Basically, you need very much to stand up for your rights. And how to do that is you need enforcement. That's the first thing you need. I mean, before you do anything, before you make change anything, any barrier, anything, you need to change the laws itself. You can't do anything, you know, in any area without having enforcement. And that's how I feel. I mean, in terms of, you know, the actual places itself. Now, in terms of the wheelchairs, they need help too. Now, many of these wheelchairs are made to only be indoors. These wheelchairs need changing. So enforcement again. We go back to enforcement. So if everybody comes together, and I mean everybody, every organization, every person comes together and actually makes yourself like, you know, a petition. Okay, here's how I feel it should be done.
An enforcement petition.
And starts to, you know, develop an enforcement petition based on just sheer enforcement, enforcement of the laws that already exist, or even creating new laws that would enforce law, you know, the what it should be there, what you feel should be there to make this possible. You know, you need it. Whatever you want, you need it. You know, you need.
Well, we can.
You know, we can
help if people want to call us. We can help with some ideas.
Right.
You know,
we
what,
have
what
lawyers.
To entitle
right.
the petition
exactly.
or how to say. You know, it doesn't have
how
to be so
it.
Long. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. And send it
For
to
example.
All the Congress.
Right. And there's ways to do it right on certain avenues. There's so many different petition things, but there's one that we use in particular, and that's called change.org. I'm not advertising them in particular because there's others. You know, but we happen to use change.org because it goes directly to the particular Congress, you know, officials in your area, and you could actually even address it to your congressman directly, and also address it to the, you know, the person who moves that particular petition, meaning the campaign that you're running. So say, for example, you want Wendy's to open their doors wider. I'm giving you an example. Okay, you can address it to Wendy's directly. There's a way of you find Wendy's corporate address, and then you also find the corporate.
Well, there should be.
I
think
address.
We ought to. Sorry, I think we ought to concentrate on the enforcement, not these companies.
No, I know. But
we don't need them to do us
them.
A favor. We need to get this thing.
No,
really
I know. I'm giving
hit
them
the
an
nail
idea.
On the head.
No, I know. You have enforcement. You have enforcement. I'm giving them an example of how to do it. You go to enforcement of by finding that corporate address and the political entity, all of them on. You don't only put Wendy's. You put Wendy's plus all of the governmental agencies that are in that area. That's what I did when I did certain things. I put all the government, all the agencies, everything.
Ask these big companies what you can do. Ask
right.
them if they would
right.
donate for lobbyists for this enforcement.
Right, that too.
See,
that's
what
too.
You could do.
Yeah.
That's taking
yeah.
it a step further. And then you send this petition out to the media.
Right.
You know? Now, these are things that people can do right in their own home with the computer. Everybody's on
right.
the computer these days anyway. You
right.
know, we need
exactly.
enforcement. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what device you come up with. If there's no enforcement, anybody can shoot it down.
Right.
If you have enforcement, hey, no system is perfect, but you got a much
right.
better chance at
right.
getting the things done.
Right.
You know, because then you got... Yeah.
Consider even pro bono attorney groups. Consider even non-profit pro bono, you know, all different types of organizations who might even have the ability to want to put forth money for that lobbying group. You don't know.
Yeah,
you
get these, some of these companies to fundraise. Yeah. The agency
yeah.
should be fundraising for this.
That too. That's it. Worse could they say, no. You see,
and
you
the government
the
should
time.
Put up some money, too.
Right.
Yeah. So there you have the idea on that.
No.
The horrible situation in these nursing homes, and it's getting worse.
Oh,
now,
man.
people who were able to visit their loved ones now are getting phone calls. Oh, you can't come here.
That happened.
They claim. And I don't see any proof of this. I mean, have they proven this to people that the virus has come in to the place? Anybody can say anything.
Three times, no more, four times I've gotten this now. Now, they say, a worker. I got three times. And then another
but
time.
But you don't know if they're telling you the truth. You can't trust these
people. If it's a patient, they won't tell you from now to Adam who the patient was, when the patient
You don't
came
have
up.
To
oh,
know who it was. Oh, yeah, you have to see.
I don't want to know who it is. I want to know if it's on my mother's floor. That's all I want to know. No, you
yeah, but wait a minute. Hold. Slow down. Hold it. You should have, if they call you and tell you that you can't come there because of a virus, you should have the right to say, I want to see where's the proof? You're telling me I can't visit my loved one. I want proof. I don't believe you.
Yeah, but they don't give it to you.
That's what I would say.
They don't give it to you. They say, we have
well,
to respect the
because it's probably not true.
Who
knows?
The healthcare proxy, their health, HIPAA. We have to respect the person's HIPAA. Yeah.
We got our lawyer today to call to talk to Maureen. I don't know if he's going to be able to do anything. But, you know.
It's all HIPAA.
Demand proof that what they're telling you is true. Because they're taking people's money. They're taking your loved one's money. It's
That's
a big
right.
reason why the person can't get out of the nursing home. You know?
That's right.
They're forcing them to pay for services that most people don't want. Food that most people don't want. Medical services that a lot of people could
That's
do a lot better with.
Yeah.
You know, so for them to tell you something, they should have to prove it.
Yeah.
Not just make a phone call and, you know, how do you know somebody didn't take this upon themselves? And you know, I would call the administrator and say, I want proof. Email me a proof.
Right.
That's what I would do.
Right.
If they told me I
but
couldn't
if they
go
say
see
we
my
can't
my,
give you the person's
my brother
name,
or my relative,
can't give you the person's name or the what they had or whatever. What do I do about that situation?
No names. Just the proof that the virus has come into the establishment. A thing
well,
signed by
you.
A doctor.
Right.
There's your proof. Something signed by a doctor in writing. You want it in writing, proof. You're telling me I can't see my loved one. Where's the proof?
All right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. But the
if
doctor
they won't do it,
send me something that says that, you know, three people in the nursing home had come down with whatever or whatever the case may be. How many people
signed by the
down?
Doctor.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Or the head
the doctor
of the,
won't
the
put his signature on it, then you know there's something wrong.
Yeah, the medical director. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's right. We should
actually do that. I would go right to the administrator and say, could you please have your doctor send me an email? I don't have to know anybody's name that the virus.
How many people are in there right now?
Has come into the nursing home.
Yeah, and who they were they staff or were they patients? That's all. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
well, actually,
they could tell you they were staff workers. I don't
know
if they'll give you a number, but they'll tell you.
My husband says they're on a state website.
What?
My husband says they're on a state website. They have to report that to the state. You
They tell you that on the website?
Yeah.
I
gotta look that up. My husband knows the website too.
Well, see if you find it.
Yeah, I gotta look
so
it
that
up.
Would, that would be the proof.
Yeah, I gotta ask him what that website name was. I gotta
look
it up.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, and we need people to help us.
If it, I don't know if it would
change
the staff, but I know it definitely does the patient, for sure.
I don't know.
If it doesn't do the staff, I'm gonna have to call them. Yeah.
What you're looking for is proof. You got to look at the.
Yeah, definitely.
If you can find it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we need people to people who believe.
Right.
And what we're trying to do, lower the taxes, get the money under the supervision of those of us who are disabled. You know, you want that. You want it. You want to run your own life. Some people don't want it.
That's
you know, I understand that. You don't want it. You don't have to have it. But I think the majority of people would want that. You know, along with the responsibility of your life and all that. So stand up with us. Contact the media. If you're not sure what to say, call in a site. We'd be happy to give you some ideas. If you need somebody to call with you, call us. I'll call with you. You know, make a time. And, you know, you're not going to get a big response out of the media, but the point is, if we can get enough people to call,
they may,
at some point, decide to write a story about this. That there's a group that's trying to, you know, get enforcement, change the system, get the money into the hands of the people where it belongs, mandate the agencies that they have to raise the money. We did send in a proposal to. Senator Boyle, I got to call him and update that because we came up with a name for our, you know, Volunteer Plus. And how that would work, people in the nursing homes who need 24/7, there would be a fund established. All the agencies would pitch in and raise money for it. The government should put something in that too. And establish that fund, and the caretaker donates X amount of time to keep the person out of the nursing home. And we would pay one of their bills. Car insurance,
exactly.
Mortgage, etc. So they're volunteers plus. They're getting something.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So, you think that's a good idea? Help us. Stand up with us.
Yeah.
You know? Call your local news media. Start a petition. You know, you can have more than one petition.
Yes, you can. You have a lot of petitions.
You want to use InterSight on your petition? Feel free, as long as you believe in what we're trying to do. You know, we don't want to be misrepresented. 213-816-1650. And InterSight around the world. Some of our friends, by the way, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, and Touro Law Center, some of our friends out there. All right, we got any phone calls? Who we got? Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
All right. InterSight.
I closed that window just a second. And now, just to look at something, and then all of a sudden. I went to look at something, and then all of a sudden. Yes, we have Maureen.
Oh, Maureen, all right. All right, let's take Maureen's call, who has a mom in a nursing home and who's been very frustrated
Oh, very.
Can't blame her.
I don't blame her at all.
Inner Sight, hello, live.
How are you tonight? Oh, hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Yes,
how are you
hi,
both?
How are you? Good.
Well, I think you know how how I am, but Monday, yeah, he gave me, you know, some ideas today about, you know, the renting apartments, too, with the credit check situation, so that was good, too, and then he's going to check into somebody he knows, you know, who is in nursing homes, you know, who works there, so he's going to, you know, find out some stuff, so, because this is just, this must be about the fourth time this month it has been changed, the date for the visiting. So always, you know, another week, another week, another week. I'm sick of going having my nose swabbed, that I actually have cuts in my nose now.
No,
and
I'm
then
not
I don't,
telling
it's them. Just a waste of time because that week isn't valid anymore. You know,
yeah.
So, and then my poor mom's in this damn place too, where she has to constantly be having her nose done even more than me. This is no way to live anymore. It's hard. Well, it wasn't anyway, but it's getting worse. The holidays are here. We've wasted almost an entire year of our lives when she's 85 years old already, so who knows how much time we have. We want to be together for the time that we have left, not separated. I'm here negative. She's there negative. Now she's in a place where I don't even know, because I missed the call today. When I checked my phone, it was after 5, so I have to call the social worker tomorrow. I don't get the robocalls anymore. She usually calls me. But this is just ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
it has
I know.
To end, you know.
I
don't know how many. She didn't say.
I'm sorry,
Suzanne.
I get the robocalls on and off. Sometimes
well, I used to get the robocalls, but I don't get them anymore.
Yeah.
She said last week, did I get the message? And I said no. But so I don't even know who has it now, if it's workers, a patient, how many. So I have to call tomorrow because it was too late, like I said today. And because I had checked earlier and there were no messages. Now, yesterday I spoke to her and it was still go for the 24th. So I don't know, you know, who came out with it now. But
yeah,
it's going to end at some point in time. It's ridiculous.
I just hope that Mary's all right with this. You know, poking her in the nose all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they get tested. Yeah, of course.
I
mean, that my nose is cut. My nose has cuts in it, and it hurts. And, you know, she gets it more than I do. And I don't know.
Horrible.
Whole thing is disgusting. And when's somebody going to investigate who brought this in, how it got in here, who's responsible for this pandemic? When's that going to be checked out and looked into?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, not a word about that.
You mean to tell me they can't detect this virus from somebody's saliva? I don't believe that.
Well, yeah, they can do that too, but I don't know. I don't know why they don't do that. They've mentioned about the saliva, you know?
Yeah. That'd be much easier.
Of course.
Yeah.
The little saliva on a litmus paper or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
because some people.
I wouldn't let
have
them put anything in your nose. Tell them you got to do it with the saliva.
You know, I mean, this whole thing is just like my friend too. Her brother's going for heart surgery. Nobody's allowed. Why they can't let one person be there with him while he has this heart operation? This has got to be like. They're hiding stuff. They're communists. They're trying to keep people away from their loved ones. You know, really. Why can't one person go and be with him during surgery? You know, waiting outside.
Who's having a heart operation? I missed that.
My friend's brother.
Oh.
So they won't let visitors into the hospital. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Virus.
When it comes... Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
Stupid virus, probably. They use it as an excuse for everything.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is, the virus. And, you know, that HIPAA law, when did that HIPAA law start? Because that's another...
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I don't mean... If you're sharing a room with somebody and they may have something, I think you have the right to know that.
Yeah, but They don't think so.
Well, I mean, because before this HIPAA law, they would tell you, but now this stupid HIPAA law that I probably know who it was signed by. You know, I think if you, my mom was in a room once with someone who has shingles, which is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know shingles was contagious until then. But so they put her in a room, when we got out of Woodcrest, that was one of the reasons we left there, because the person in the bed next to her had some kind of an infection that they wouldn't tell. I was told, don't use the bathroom, you know, in the room. But they didn't tell the people who used it down in the hall, and this one used that bathroom, and two people got sick. So I think they the right, when people have something, to tell other people.
Do you know?
And then I know why we had to get out of Woodcrest, because I questioned once, because when I got there one time, all the yellow aprons and all are on the outside of the room and everything. That's the one who had the infection. And she should have been in isolation, but see, they left her in the room with my mom, and I questioned it, so that was the end of Woodcrest, but it did us a favor anyway. She was supposed to be in isolation. She should have been put in isolation.
Yeah, unless she had your mom had chickenpox.
Unless what?
Your mom had chickenpox.
No, this is another one. This isn't the one with the shingles. This is one who was in Woodcrest. The shingles one was in the hospital one. But this is the one who... I was told not to use the bathroom, and then they said she was supposed to be in isolation, and she wasn't, and then finally she was put in isolation.
Lovely.
So, you know, this is just ridiculous, you know? It really, truly is ridiculous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow I have to call and see who has it. And then December 31st will come. And it'll be, January 5th or whatever. You know, it'll be another week again. I mean, I told my poor mom, because all she does is ask, when am I coming? When am I coming? So I said, well, hopefully, as it is, this was Tuesday, it's for Christmas Eve. I said, well, that would be nice. We could be together for a little bit on Christmas Eve. I mean, we've missed our birthdays, Mother's Day,
right.
Easter, Thanksgiving.
Right. Right.
We lived our entire lives together. So to be separated for almost a year of this hell, and you can be sure Cuomo didn't miss anything with his mother this year. You can be damn sure he and his brother spent holidays and birthdays and everything with their mother and Mother's Day.
Except for when he was sick.
Except for what?
When he was sick.
Oh, Fredo?
Yeah. Mm.
I thought it was the other guy who was sick.
No, huh? The other one. The other one, Chris.
The brother, Fredo.
Yeah.
No, Chris was sick.
Yeah.
Chris was sick.
That's what they said.
Yeah, that's who is Fredo. That's Fredo.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Chris
but
and
was
Fredo
there any
are the
holidays?
Same person? Hold
Chris
on, hold
and Fredo
no.
are the same person.
Oh.
Yes, that's his brother. No, he only has one. Thank God the world blessed us with only the two of them.
Oh, okay. So you enlightened me. I didn't know Chris and Fredo were the same.
Me too.
Yes. Thank God there's only two and no more. That two is more than enough. We shouldn't have even had them.
Didn't they have a sister and something happened to her or something?
I think they may have I think they may have one sister. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
You never hear about her.
I think she's
her.
A nurse.
I think
she's a nurse.
I don't know.
So you can be you can be sure that, you know, she's taking care of them if she's a nurse. I forgot about her. They don't mention her much.
I don't know if she's, I don't know.
If she's what?
I don't know if she's a nurse. I don't know.
That's what he said one day.
I know
he said she was
I know
a nurse.
They said she was? Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so, you know, you can be sure that
you know a lot about
special.
Them, Mama. Mama, you know a lot about them.
I know too. Unfortunately, I know too much about them.
Oh,
and
we
now
wish
they're looking
the governor
into...
inner sight.
Yes, very much so.
That's what we wish for him and the family. Inner sight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then now they're looking into some deal he made to get the equipment and something at the beginning. I don't know. That went awry. Something. I don't know. They're looking into something he did to try to get, because he didn't think the federal government would, because, of course, he was always blaming Trump for everything, even though President Trump gave him everything he wanted. And we still want to know why the hospital ship and the Javits Center weren't used for the COVID patients like it was supposed, you know, or any other patients. So that was a whole waste of money in people's lives.
Yeah.
He also had the Flushing tennis thing out here. He had several other makeshift hospitals that were put up, and he put them in the nursing homes.
Yeah, good question.
Yep.
Gee, I hope he's not a hater of the disabled.
I think he's a hater of everybody but himself, to tell you the truth. I think he just loves himself. He loves himself the most, anyway.
Oh, get in the sight, Governor, and you won't be a hater.
But we're going to have to find
some
way.
I still think he should resign.
Well, if he becomes Attorney General, at least we'll get rid of him out of this state.
I don't think he wants to become Attorney General. You know why?
He says
he wants to make. He says he does?
No, he said he didn't, but I don't know. Who knows?
No, he wants to mess with us more. That's what he wants.
He wants what? What's that?
To mess with us more.
Wait, I still can't hear you. Say it again.
He wants to mess with us more.
He wants to control us more.
Yeah, mess with us more.
Yeah. It's just, they're going to have to find some way, if there's only one or two people in the nursing home, to isolate those so that the rest of us can visit our loved ones, our mothers and everybody.
Yeah,
that's what they're going to have to find a way to do.
Get a court order. That would be good.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Never know.
Because it's never going to end, because each week someone will have something. You know?
I sit down sometimes, Frank, and, you know, it sounds crazy. I don't know if Maureen does the same thing. And I say to myself, you know, is there going to be a time that I'm not going to have her anymore? And I know this sounds crazy, Maureen. I'm so sorry if I'm putting this in your mind, too. But it's like she's 86 and I only have more years left with us. I want to spend the rest of the years on my terms. I don't know if you feel the same way, but on my terms, you know?
Well, even before the pandemic struck, the last couple years, I keep thinking, you know, I mean, thank God she's really good and she doesn't act for age. I mean, but I think how many more years do I have with her? I think that even before the pandemic, I was thinking that the last few years, you know? And then for this to just rob us of an entire year almost, and who knows how much, it's criminal. It's disgusting. There's no word to describe. Go out and families are together buying stuff and enjoying their lives. The people upstairs are all together. Why can't I be with my mom? Why can't we be with each other now? It's like we're being punished for something.
I know, sweetheart, I know.
It's just not right. They have years and years and years to be with each other. We have God knows how long, and we can't be together with our mothers.
I know, sweetheart, Oh, my God, honey. I don't know what to say anymore.
Last decade, we had to be separated. She had to have a little stroke, but that's not why she's in the nursing home. That's because of a doctor and a urinary tract infection. So we lost everything. We lost our home. Now I live in a little crappy place that there's nowhere to even put anything. And we can't be together, and at a time like this, it's just horrible, horrible.
I could relate, in a sense. I could relate. I can absolutely relate.
I know, Suzanne, I know.
I went from, you know, having a job and with an apartment and
everything, had a stroke myself, and now I'm here. I mean, it's like in a one bedroom of a house.
Right.
But you know, thank God I have that. You know what I think of? I got thank God I have a roof over my head right now.
Yeah.
That's how I think every day. I think, and I'm grateful for the roof I have over my head. You know, that's how I think of it. It sounds stupid, but I'm grateful for what I have right now. It helps me get through the moment, this moment.
Right.
If I don't think of it that way, I'm depressed. I'm forever depressed. And that's how I don't move on to the next moment.
I
suffer from really bad depression. And if I don't do that, I won't exist. And it's not good, sweetheart. It's not good for you, and it's not good for mom. So one day at a time, honey, one day at a time.
Yeah.
And one moment, if you can't
do
one day at a time.
Yeah.
No.
I never let her get,
do one moment at a time. You know, meaning like 1 minute at a time if you have to. I am grateful for, and write down what you're grateful for. You know, grateful for still having her. Grateful that you could talk to her when you can. Grateful for you know, when you're able to see her on the thing, to see her smile when she's happy to see you. You know what I'm saying?
Too. Like, even when we go visit, it's so unusual. The first thing I did every morning when I got there, I give her a kiss. It's just so insensitive that we can't even kiss each other. We can't hug each other. We can't squeeze each other. Nothing. We just can't have human contact. It's just ridiculous. It's beyond. I don't know. It's like a science fiction movie, except that ends. This never hasn't ended yet. You know, that ends in 2 hours.
I know.
This garbage has been going on for months now.
Well, hopefully when. Now, I know this may sound crazy, but I just have a gut feeling when a lot of the people who've gotten the you know, not your mom and not my mom, obviously, who've gotten the shot, they'll lighten up some of the restrictions. I'm hoping that.
I hope so.
You know?
I hope this ends, you know, because, like I say, not to even be able to have a human
contact. Because they're the first to get the vaccination. So that's a good
thing.
Well,
he's getting it tomorrow.
Yeah,
the vice president now, our good vice president, not the elect one.
Yeah.
He's getting it tomorrow, Penn. And then next week, supposedly Biden's getting it. So, but, so.
Well, don't forget
I
to call Jimmy tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call him again.
Ask him about that.
We'll talk to Jimmy.
Right.
We'll talk to Jimmy, all of us. We'll talk to Jimmy, all of us, okay?
Okay.
And we'll talk
to
him, okay? If you want,
that's
we'll do it together.
Good.
And Frank, do you want to be on the phone too? We'll do it together.
I already talked to him.
Oh, okay.
I already told him.
I mean, I don't mind.
It's gotta come from
you
guys.
You want me to join in on that? Okay. I'll join in on that.
Yeah.
All right,
then
invite Maureen. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your help. Okay.
Not
take
no problem.
Care. You too.
Take a deep breath and try to relax.
Because,
you know, you want to be well for your mom.
Yeah,
you
know.
And you want to be well for yourself,
too. You got to be strong.
I know. But if I get a call saying one more week and things shoved up my nose, and then I have to rip up those results and go again, and you know, and tell her I can't be coming.
No.
It's just getting too much.
Crazy.
I have to cancel Accept the Ride because I set them up, then they have to be catched. You know. Disgusting. The whole thing.
We got
thing.
Louis
waiting
too.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Around the world, in a sight.
I
want to thank.
All right,
Manhattan neighborhood.
All right, hon. Please take it easy. Okay.
Okay, you
I
too.
I
want to
thank
care,
Manhattan Neighborhood Network for the email renewing our show for the winter and the summer and the spring. Thank you so much. We're on Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And the show is on tonight all over Long Island, 7:30, Channel 20. So give us a look. Check us out. And once again, appealing to all people, not only the disabled, anybody can do it, who believe in what Inner Sight is trying to do. Lower the taxes, get the money used more proficiently, and bring in enforcement so people can get jobs and do their part in this country. All right? License the guide dog schools, another thing, so people can have a fair chance at safety and all that. You know, stand up with us. Join with Inner Sight. Call the media. Start a petition. Do it in a way that you can do it. Everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. So we urge people, anybody who's unsure about what to do, you know, call us, 631-224-3090, or email innersight@pmail.com without attachment. And, you know, we are doing this not only for us who are disabled. We're doing it for everybody.
Okay.
I hear the word progressive in out of the mouths of some of these politicians. Well, what's more progressive than to have everybody equal, and
yeah,
when you
right.
go for a job, not have to be faced with how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that? To me, that's progressive.
Yeah.
If somebody can go for the job and have an equal chance to get it.
Or go for the right. job and be able to get in the building and not have to face a freight
oh, yeah,
elevator
that's,
with his
That's part
with
of
his
an
rat.
Equal chance.
Yeah.
That's
I never
part of
forget
an equal
that
chance.
All my life, right? Never, that will be ingrained in my brain. I'm all dressed up in a suit, ready to go, and there it is. I
yeah,
go,
because
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not equal.
I'm sorry, I can't go in the building. And the
I mean, don't blame the poor rat. It's not the rat, it's the person, the people.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it just was like, are you kidding me? This is what I said to them, and they said, why aren't you coming? I'm like, do you see what's ahead of you? Oh, my God, I didn't realize. They're the ones who are blind. You know?
Well, maybe the rat was trying to tell this jackass something.
I don't know. And I was starting a little bit of, you know, my eyes getting funky, but nah, I wasn't that bad at the time. But I was telling them, do you see what's ahead of you? Wow.
You know, rats are very smart animals. They're not stupid.
Yes, they are.
So.
But they're also very, they do reside in not so clean areas. That's what was bothering me more than anything, you know, and the aspect of disease.
Might be a message,
you know?
In that. You know, well, rats only
yes.
have disease because of the way the world is. They
yes,
weren't born.
I know.
They weren't made to be dirt,
yes,
diseased.
Yes, they weren't born that way. That's right. They just live in that.
People
that,
brought
that
on rats.
Yes, they did. Yes, they
well,
did.
Everything else.
Yes,
all
they
right,
did.
Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. Tomorrow night we got the funnies. All right. Tomorrow night.
Yes, they do.
One of our skits. How do you get a vaccination in the grocery store?
Oh, along with the rats.
That's tomorrow night.
Hey.
All right. So tune us in. And then we'll have a little bit of Gleason and, you know, a bootleg vaccination with that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get people start selling
imagine?
This stuff on the street corner. Who knows?
Yeah, right? Ooh. Ooh. No, I remember
you know,
one time I got a flu vaccine from a supermarket once.
Oh, God. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Once. But it was actually
and
the vaccine.
You know, you sell it on
the
street corner, the cops have to
confiscate
it and test it.
Do you know why I knew it was the flu vaccine? You know why I knew it was the flu vaccine? And it was the same thing?
Because you bought a dozen
eggs.
Because
I got the same. No, you stand in line, right? And these people rent space out of the supermarket. These doctors, they rent space out of the supermarket for a certain period of time, and then they come and they vaccinate you. Just like the people rent a spot out of, like, say, Petco or something to vaccinate your dog.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
how do you know they're doctors?
They show you their doctor, whatever thing.
Oh, yeah?
It's like
can
a
you read
care
it?
That rents. No, I can't at the time.
No, I couldn't either. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd tell them I can't read that. I don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it because I'm not taking the damn crap anyway.
Yeah, so I had to it.
But they're going to show you stuff you can't read when you're blind. They could show you anything.
Blind, yeah. Yeah.
Super.
They could show you a tissue. Well, you know.
Well, now,
you
wait
know,
a minute. He can't read that, and I'm blind. Oh. Well, let me read
wait
it for
you.
There you University
go.
Of... Oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't like universities. I went in one door and out the other.
There you go. I went to the University of the Cracker Jack Box.
Yeah. I mean, you see, that's the other thing. People who are disabled are going to take this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to your own, if you're going to take this, you go to your own doctor, and you know the guy, you know.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. But you go into a place,
right.
A grocery store or whatever the hell it is, you don't know who these people are. How do you
that's
know?
That's right. Now, the other thing.
You can't read their ID and all that. The same
now,
old stuff. We're not equal, man.
The doctors don't get sent the vaccinations in quantity. Listen to that. All vaccinations in quantity. So, now, you know why that is. They don't want each and every one of them to make a significant profit on it. So, they only send them
they're making
quantity.
Money on it.
Yeah, but they only send them in a certain amount. So, the higher you pay, obviously, you probably get a good amount. But so basically, if you don't pay the highest amount, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how this. But all I know is my doctor runs out awfully quick because I'm in the poor man's league.
I wouldn't trust any of this stuff. You got to be crazy.
Well,
anyway, in a sight.
Because of my immunity.
Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, the funnies, or Louie will be here.
Well, he's on
Louis
now. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, Louie's on. All right, let's get Louie. Got a few minutes.
Louie
the Limp from Long Island on Inner South.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Suzanne Rossi Ferrero?
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
How you doing? How are you?
How you doing, Lou? Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm staying indoors. It's very cold out there.
Oh, it's freezing.
Oh, yeah.
It was snowing last
cold
night.
Up.
And
yeah,
snowing last
it's
night.
It's real cold out there. Right?
You don't want to freeze your skin. No way.
No way.
Yeah, you got to go to Puerto Rico.
Hey,
nah, that's too cold in Puerto Rico.
It's cold in Puerto Rico?
Cold in Puerto Rico?
No.
I thought it was 80
degrees. Well, warm in Puerto Rico.
Wait a second. It ain't cold in Puerto Rico. You know
better. Let Louie talk. Louie, what'd you say? It's cold in Puerto Rico?
I made it up. It's warm in Puerto Rico, but cold in NYC.
Oh,
yeah, but Puerto Rico's must be about 80 degrees over there.
There you go.
Pretty soon, Puerto Rico will be 45 degrees.
Oh, yeah?
45?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, a goofball, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm a goofball, right?
Yes, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know. Yep,
hey, Louie, how many
right,
times how many times you been to Puerto Rico?
I was 13 years old, and I went there in the 80s, the 90s, the millennium, and in the 2010s, I was there.
Wow.
Oh, so you've been there a while. I've been there
a while.
You're
a world traveler.
I went to Puerto Rico a lot.
Puerto Rico.
And pretty Puerto Rican women going on.
Oh, that's what you were looking at.
with a swimsuit.
A lot.
With a swimsuit on.
Tarantella.
Hey, Louie. I've been to Puerto Rico more than once. Yeah.
Didn't
ya? You know how many times I've been to Puerto Rico?
Tell me when you've been to Puerto Rico.
Five times. Yeah.
On an airplane?
No, on a cruise ship. Once.
Yeah,
I
know.
I was there with a good friend, okay, who actually brought us to his family, and we went all the way into the forest.
I see.
That was kind of cool. We went all the way into the forest. I liked that. We went really, and then we also went to Dunn River when we went to Jamaica. After that, we went to Jamaica and then went into the Dunn River Falls. That was cool, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was drinking Puerto Rican beer over there.
You were? Oh, that must have been nice. You went by plane.
Medallia beer.
Were you going by plane mostly?
Yeah, by airline, yeah.
Oh, nice. That must have been nice.
Right. I had a Cold Colada over there.
Dad let you drink a lot of beer?
Did you do any
Not too
dancing
much,
in
a
the
little
street
bit,
over there?
Oh, okay.
What?
Dancing in the street?
Yeah, dancing in inside a nightclub, dancing Puerto Rican music.
Nightclub.
Yeah, we never get lost if I can find a hotel.
You got lost?
No.
How'd you get lost?
No, no. I know where the hotel is. I never get lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I say by the bell.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
The bell of the hotel.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Don't forget tomorrow night, Lou.
Why don't you say a few
Lou,
words?
What are you going
to
do?
Tomorrow night, the bunnies.
This is Louie Rivera.
Oh, yeah,
Make sure you turn at 8 o'clock on the Block Talk Radio with Frank Perino Inner Sight for the Frolics. We're going to have a good time. We're going to do Lauren and Hardy, Friendly Philosopher, Sanford and Son, the Honeymooners. And Rosanna too, and Buffy Casalvo, and
And Louie will be here with his Puerto Rican beer.
Don't forget
Pat Cooper and bring him his Vito Corleone.
We'll be with you tomorrow night, world. Thanks, Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody. Make sure I turn in tomorrow for Inner Sight Follics. Thank you.
For the disabled. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Yeah, let's do it. Stand up with us. We need more help. We need people to stand up and advocate for the enforcement. Equality. Total equality.
That's right.
This country. Let's get this country, and then we'll change
the world. That's right.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you so much.
Good night,
everyone.
Be
careful out there. Don't fall on the ice. Inner Sight reminds
you. Be careful.